Hello, listeners. You're welcome to another episode of The Barman's Barbecue. Here we examine sacred cows. We roast them and serve them as it is hot.
Hello there.
How fun now?
Oh my goodness, guys.
I'm going to be there.
Oh god.
So there's a tout amongst us today.
I'm with hoodlums.
Yeah.
Long time no see. I mean, long time no chat.
So what are we talking about today?
The vaccine. And its effects.
Guys, are you taking your vaccine? Which effect is that? I think amongst our three both of us, I'm the only one who had like little to no effects.
No side effects.
At all.
You have always been a mutant.
You know, oh my goodness, guys. Stop it. But you know, we can't spend how many minutes talking about vaccines because we don't like have a medical background. So anyway, guys, today we're talking about witchcraft.
Witchcraft?
Yes.
We kind of jump from vaccine to witchcraft.
Because some people think that vaccine is different from witchcraft.
Yes. Okay. Actual question. Nah.
Okay.
Is the mark of the beast.
Yeah, sponsored by Bill Gates.
But why do we feel that Bill Gates is such a bad guy?
Yeah, so I think anyone who, like, for me, the devil at its core is accusation. Right? So anybody who is accusing somebody that this is doing that, I just like, you are just stepping into the office of the devil.
Yeah, but then sometimes I actually realize that they actually have. They have
people from
their own perspective. It's not like they just woke up and they're like, oh, we're going to accuse Bill Gates.
But I think a lot of people just woke up and they're accusing.
But really, why did they decide to accuse Bill?
Some people read stuff, things like that.
But yeah, and anybody can write anything. I mean, Jesus said that if you have anything with anybody, you should...
I don't think it's like saying there's no smoke without fire.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not as if he may not have done natural truth or something like that. My own is that I'm a child of God. Mm. I told someone that if I wake up and I have power or something happens, even with this brother just saying, I will leave Christianity.
Yeah, it was me and you that woke up.
Yes, I was like, if this shit works the way people are talking about, I'm going to leave this Christianity for you, because then what's the plus Jesus against the world?
Minus it.
Yes, what's the blood of Jesus running through my veins all about? Mm. But I do like these guys. Is it Kenneth?
Kenneth?
That guy that was saying that he would take heat for.
Yeah, what we read for the gospel.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see that. I think it was
is it not you
John
that?
Crowder's own.
No, it wasn't John. No, but he looked like John Crowder, but it's not John Crowder.
See, the new mystic.
It's John Crowder.
The new mystic is John Crowder.
Yes,
yes,
of course.
Ooh, I never put a face to the name.
Oh, okay. So it was like, should this be mandatory? Of course not. That's another thing. Do you guys think it should be mandatory?
Of course not.
Yeah, but I think yes and no in some kind of way, because yes in the fact that no, it should not be mandatory because people should decide, but yes in the fact that if it actually stops the pandemic or the spread of clinical, then it will be good. Then it will be fair that some people are doing it, other people are not doing it, then other people will not put the people that did it at risk. I hope I made sense.
I don't know. Try
yeah, but I get your point.
Oh my god. Like, if vaccinating is going to stop the spread of the clinical
then
in the world, it's not fair that I'm now doing it. I'm now taking the vaccine, and my neighbor is not taking the vaccine. Then my neighbor now has it, and she has the probability of giving me well, taking all the right step, you know? It's like masks. Some people don't want to wear their masks because they don't believe it happens, it works. But it's not fair to the other person who is taking.
Okay, just like I was looking for this picture. So the protected need to be protected from the unprotected.
Oh God, I saw it. I was like, what kind of?
By forcing the unprotected to use the protection that didn't protect the protected.
Oh, I saw this. I was like, what kind of mind game is this?
No, it makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That's what you're saying.
Right. That so if it has worked for me, why am I forcing it you to use it to protect you from me? Meaning that it did not actually work. 100%. I feel like it shouldn't be forced. I mean, the other time I was thinking about maybe this analogy or the thought does not make sense. Sure.
Yeah, but it's so interesting that people that are clamoring for choice in this will not clamor for choice for everybody and other things.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. All of a sudden, that since it's favoring them, that they want to have choice over this.
Yeah, but if it's abortion,
abortion and other laws,
people are not free.
They're free to make their own choices.
Yeah. Or if it's salvation.
people are not free to make their choices.
Yeah, so
I think it's interesting, and for the perspective, and there's someone in our circle who is, he doesn't want it, but he wants to take us our own choice away of wanting it. So it works both ways. It's okay if you don't want it and you don't give, but me that I've taken it now, all of a sudden I should hide it. I shouldn't talk about it. You know what I'm talking about here. So I'm thinking, you cannot be wanting to not do something and be wanting to do it at the same time. You have to pick a battle.
Yeah, it's interesting. In those states, I've heard that I think there's a law.
It should be compulsory.
I think from the 15th of September, that if you don't have the card, those working in like any in the state ministry, you won't be given access to work.
But then in our community in Nigeria, people can have the card without taking anything. I know someone who has the card and he hasn't taken anything.
And it feels so and it's easy to see it like this is a fulfillment of scripture.
I want to hear people's reason. Like, I have a friend, her own reason, I know we may call it conspiracy theory, but why do we call it? But I like her. I can see her reason for. But the people I have with, people are like back of beast. I'm like, ain't nobody got time for. Nobody should send me anything. Don't send me links. It has to do with health choices, vaccination. The whole idea of vaccination doesn't make sense to her. She believes in immunity, herd immunity kind of thing, all those kind of things. But nobody should send me VN.
But doesn't vaccination build immunity?
I think that's the idea.
But then,
that's the whole idea of vaccination.
Yes, but she believes in other natural forms of immunity.
Okay.
Like me, I think I had the disease before. I think last year something. My body has been.
Maybe just like evolution. I guess that soon our body, without taking the vaccine, maybe our body
can. Herd immunity now. You have the disease, you fight it, you do this. Mm-hmm. We'll lose some, win some. I think that is what vaccine is trying to eliminate. That win, lose some, win some kind of.
We want everybody to win everybody.
Yeah, but we said from the get-go, we are not professionals in this area. Why did I take my... I think I was in the office and my boss invited the Ministry of Health over to come and give vaccines. And I was like, they are sharing vaccines, let me collect. You know, we like free things. So, and again, the other thing is that I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus said, if you take any deadly thing, it will not hurt you. So if the vaccine is deadly...
Took mine because I plan on leaving Nigeria.
So baby! I'm traveling. We have got to have our cards. And once they start making it compulsory, now people will start. You see, cards will not be scarce. They will not be paying. We need to collect our cards. Yeah. So we're traveling. We were wide. Or something.
So
I'm traveling, so we need to everything to be in order. Next Dubai box. Well, I apply to Dubai box. I only have water box. I'm telling you. We're done. Nothing can stop us.
Vaccine, it's good. I don't know.
But and there's my personal decision of anything that is backed up with fear, I'm not doing.
Just
anti-Christ this thing. If it's fear something, I'll go the other way around.
Yeah.
If not for anything, let me build my
faith.
Yes. Mm. I don't believe in anything because it's anti-Christ or this thing. I'm waiting up.
I swear. I don't.
And yeah, so there was a time I was very, very into, I'm still into eschatology, right? You know, talk about the end time and all those things. And this is one of the things I was clamoring about, how Christians don't have, let Christians come up with a solution.
Yes, not only to be on the defensive,
Same thing happened in Essence,
always on the defensive. Yeah. What's your own solution?
Yeah, so if Christian, let them do the Christian vaccine now. Vaccine is the blood of Jesus, I guess.
And make it accessible to other people that don't have share your faith.
So Christian 5G or Christian 6G, anything.
So in that way, I think it's witchcraft when the intent is.
So then about the witchcraft, what about witchcraft?
And I think you see what this is witchcraft somehow now. I just spin someone's images, spin images without in the process.
You know, so like...
And I've forgotten the way to put it.
Okay, but when I think about witchcraft, you know how... how do I say? Parents would be like, okay, don't buy Harry Potter. If you watch Harry Potter, it's initiation into something.
Mm. The laws of Moses.
Seven books of Moses.
Yeah.
I remember there was this guy in my school who they say read the book. His dad was a pastor and he read seven books of Moses or more.
What happened to
you? The guy can call rain at will.
That's all. There's one in my company, they say he froze on one spot.
This one even brought out money from the world.
And
we are
like this.
The legend.
Are you ready, Mr. Dobbs?
No, I'm not.
I don't know what even inside said.
I don't know. I've not read it. I don't know.
Is it Moses that wrote it? That's the first question I asked. They said,
even the five books of Moses, right? It's argued that it's not Moses that wrote it. It's not talking about the other two. Yes,
no.
We have to go there.
Yeah. You know that Moses did not write Genesis, right?
I don't know who
wrote it. So it's popular. I think it's a popular view. Okay, in pop Christianity, right? Mm-hmm. Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible, and you know.
I think we should have a separate podcast for this where you explain first off what is pop Christianity.
It's a pop Christianity. Basically, it's Christianity for the masses. So, but there's Christianity for the elite.
Oh my God!
The elite Christianity is academic Christianity, right? So that's where the scholars have like civil debates, right? Where we agree but we don't disrespect one another. But in the pop,
how do they get into this all membership
but in
club?
In the pop Christianity, that's where if you don't agree with me, then I am a heretic I should be burnt.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the masses.
Jungle justice people.
Yeah, but in the elitist Christianity or in academic Christianity, so there is disagreement and respect, mutual respect.
Everybody had no vicarium, so it's like
why was I talking about pop Christianity again?
I'm talking about No. I know what we're talking about. We're talking about the books of Moses.
So in pop Christianity, it's assumed that Moses wrote the first five books. But in academic Christianity, you know that like Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 is actually written by two different people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So Genesis 1, it's written by what they call the Elohim Esau, so the priestly source. And I think when I was talking about this one place, someone was like, they taught them in CRK. Right, so for those people who did CRS in secondary,
just because the person was talking about university now.
In university, okay.
Yeah, except
yeah.
So in
CRS. There are four popular in the Hebrew scriptures, right? So you have the Esos, the Jesus, E for Elohim, J for Yahweh, D for Deuteronomy, Deuteronomical sources, and P for priestly sources. So these sources, right, so by investigating the writing style, they are able to tell who wrote what, right? So Genesis 1 is attributed to the Esau, or the priestly source, yeah?
You know it keeps saying source. I'm trying to suppress a pun. It means the opportunity to say Esau.
Esos. Sorry, there's no Esos. There's only Jesus. Jesus.
I'm shaking my head.
Yeah. So the Jesus or the Yahweh. So the Jesus, they are the people who God is attributed as Yahweh in the Jesus. In the Esos, God is written as Elohim.
Okay.
Right. So Genesis 1, you see, in the beginning, Yahweh Elohim, the Lord God. So that's the Esos. Well, in Genesis 2, God is attributed, is called Yahweh. Then Yahweh walked in the. Yeah. So scholars have it that those books, like many of the books in Genesis, for instance, now you see Moses writing about himself that there was no meek man in all the earth.
Yeah, and we keep seeing that meme where it looks like Obama is red, Obama is red now.
Like, how humble can Moses be? Like, talking about himself.
So, is it possible that chapter 1 could be written by a different person than chapter 2?
Yes.
Because I used to wonder, you know that chapter 1 where he said he made them man and woman?
Yeah.
Then there's chapter 2 where he said he made Adam, the letter he made woman. Then someone said the first one was in the spiritual.
Yeah, that's so.
Never sat with me. I'm like,
And again, that's the beautiful thing about, again, academic Christianity is to know how different people think about different scriptures.
I like it.
So some people, like in Genesis, so some people hold it that, for those people who have studied Dick's Bible. So Dick's Bible. You don't know, okay. Dick's Bible is very huge. Finis Dick. Yeah. So Dick's Bible has it that between Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, thousands of years happened.
Oh yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah. So they called it like the pre-Adamic flood. You know, as if when God created, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. that the world was finished, then the earth was without form and void. So some people have it that between that Genesis 1 and Genesis 2, there was a flooding that happened.
But those people say that flooding happened when they threw Lucifer down.
Yes, exactly. That. So that flooding that happened, that with the war in heaven, Lucifer coming and that, all those floods. So that's why that's the explanation for all those animals, all the dinosaurs that were extinct. Mm-hmm.
The mammals. Yeah. So that means if that was possible, that would say that prehistoric man was.
Yeah. So according to them, that's what they go to Job, and in Job they have scriptures that said that the behemoth, the this, the that, you know. So those stuff, right?
So centaurs could be real.
What?
Centaurs like mermaids, those kind of things we see like
mammals, all those things.
Yeah. So that's Genesis 1, Genesis. Again, so different churches, different denominations, different people explain different parts of scripture. I'm just saying all this to say that there are even the first five books of Moses is debated. Like, it's not, scholars don't have it that it's not Moses that wrote, a lot of people, like academic Christianity, they don't say that Moses wrote those
five books,
right? They were written, some of them, they were written to even explain where the children of Israel, how they got to where they were. Like, it's argued that they were actually written even in Babylon. So that's why there is so much similarity.
Oh my God, I saw
similarity.
A tweet about this the other day. Yeah, someone was saying how there is so much similarity
between the
other cultures, history of creation, and that of the Bible. Because it was like during the time when they were slaves or something, they're like, I'm going to rewrite it, but make it Christianish.
Yeah, exactly. Make it Jewish.
Christian history. Yeah,
yeah, so that's what basically happened. So in Genesis 1, right, so... in the Hebrew scripture, we have that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. In the Babylonian, this is called Enuma Elish, like went on high. Like, so you see the similarities, very, you know, but then the Christian vision or what the Jews began to tell is a different story, that God was good and he made all things good, as opposed to the Babylonian stories, which were when the gods are not good. The gods are violent.
The gods are to be blamed.
The gods are using us for sport. Right? So, and the gods appointed their son. Like, so the king of Babylon is now like the son of God, who is like a god amongst men.
Like Egypt.
And he does with us as he pleases. We are all servants. We are all servants of this God, right?
We are nothing but
they just use us for sport, so that's for or to catch crews. So that's why in those cultures, like sex, slavery, everything is allowed because of the gods,
the pleasure of the gods.
Meet the pleasure of the gods. So
it's all about desire.
Yeah. So, but when it comes to the Hebrew theology, now began to give man dignity, that man is honorable, man, God
placed
it to be, and they began to tell a different story. They began to tell them a whole different story. So yeah, that's...
And we always made it like, our own history was the first, like Genesis history, then other religions
they
paired with that narrative, like from Ishmael and the... what's his son's name? Isaac,
yeah? Yeah.
And we get into, may not be trouble, but let's say we may tend to get into trouble where we'll now be like... the gospel has to fit. We look at the Genesis story as perfect history.
When we say things like and on the first day God created.
Yeah, exactly.
Then we have questions like, people then ask intelligent questions like, okay, if God created Adam and Eve, they had Cain and Abel, the people that came married, or the other one,
where they come from,
we see everything in a linear progression. We don't think it's Solomon Grande, we know when they say born on Monday, Christian on Tuesday, it wasn't that same week necessarily. So why don't we use that kind of wisdom?
So that's why, like, for me now, right, I see the Genesis account as a myth. And like, a myth does not mean it's a lie. A myth is an origin story. A myth is a genre of literature.
Yeah.
Right, that tells about origins. Where did we come from?
So what's the difference between seeing something as a myth and seeing it as a true account?
So, but like, again, so it's a myth is not history. Like, just like you're watching the biography of somebody. That's like they try as much as possible to tell. Okay, what's it mean?
A myth is a traditional story which embodies a belief regarding some fact or phenomenon.
Embodiment of a belief, okay.
And which often the forces of nature and of the soul are personified.
So scholars have it that Genesis is actually a myth. Yeah.
That one is a commonly held but false belief, a false misconception.
Okay.
It's a fictitious or imaginary.
We'll go with the first.
Someone has to be with a person.
Okay.
Person.
Yeah, so I feel like for me, I hope that Genesis it's a myth. It doesn't mean it's a lie, you know. And once we see it as a myth, then it changes. There's a new story. For instance, now Genesis, the fall of man, right? Why is it even called the fall of man? I don't know if you get.
Because he fell from grace.
I was disgraced.
And God came out later with grace.
I love how Andre Rabbi says that you can read the story now and see it as what the story tells us is how every man is formed. In fact, even before I read all these things, it just occurred to me that the Genesis story is the story of Adam's story is the story of everybody's formation.
So you're saying we all have poop on our head.
Exactly. So we always get to the point where we desire what somebody else wants.
And I just think it's the beauty of free will.
Yeah, it's just it's basically our growth. So it's telling the story of how we became human. You know. So again, God always wanted man to eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
But timing, I guess.
Yeah. So the it's just like. Mirabella, don't put your hand in the fire.
Is it the only time you want to put your hand in the fire?
Fathers, parents tell kids, don't play with fire.
Oh, but Mirabella, don't touch the gas yet.
Yeah, exactly.
At some point, I want you to have to cook.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, when you are young, don't go near the gas.
Yeah.
But when you are of age, I would send you boy
water.
Also, like the narrative that it was sort of like God preserving man's innocence. When did we read that? Was there a book where we read that? Was it at the open table? Was sort of God keeping the innocence till he was ready to handle the knowledge?
Yes. Okay, yes. We discussed it more. So the eating of the tree or. So man was not yet ready, just like a child.
Yes, like a baby. Yeah, was open table. We were all there.
Okay,
yeah.
My mind went to purity.
No, it was open table, sort of like keeping his innocence. Was, with great knowledge comes responsibility, basically.
Anyway, keeping innocence, my mind just goes to sex. So I just try to relate it to how they say that,
may God wash your mind with the blood of
Jesus. Yeah, so I guess, we won't even talk, take it to the sex angle, right? So why parents would want their kids not to engage in sex before they are ready is that, let's say you're now pregnant.
Before marriage, say it in Discord.
Please understand, I'm reading unprotected text, so I'm really cool.
But from a parent's perspective,
it's actually for love and because they actually care.
And stressful.
Yeah,
actually,
and all the responsibilities that comes.
Yes.
Not to talk about STDs.
Oh my God, we should do a podcast on sex.
Yes, sex education.
So STDs and all those things attached. For love's sake, the parents would. But when the child, because of the child has coconut hair, the child may still engage
free will,
but then what does the good father do? What's
buy
the good father's
condom.
Response?
Buy a condom.
He brings him in love.
What does a good father do when the child is now pregnant?
Yeah, brings that in love.
Yeah, say that I'm never going to leave you, nor forsake you.
My mind, I want to say take it, I was ugly.
So, but yeah, that's
it's
a valid point. Yeah. So how did you go from
this? Yeah, I want to ask you.
But I like it though. I like the
just manage that.
So relate to can you now tie the knots?
Okay, yeah, so but again, we didn't really talk so much about witchcraft, but the thing about witchcraft is that we all, for me,
Okay, we're talking about supposed to have Rivka, they went to the books of, we're talking about seven books of Moses, they went to how seven books of Moses. So I think we'll have a separate we'll have a second podcast about Rivka. But I like this diversion
Yeah.
I think we got here because you were talking about how people feel like certain things start to preserve, and that's when I said seven books of Moses, how people read it and then
okay, we'll talk about Rivka in the next episode.
Okay. So yeah, I hope you've learned it
a lot. So we're talking about which kind of episode, sex in the next upper episode, and then we'll do sending your questions in the upper episode.
Okay, all right. God bless you. Remain rapturable.
And take your COVID. Okay, no, it's not a must, but you know, not from my end.
Yeah, so, but yeah, fear not. Do not
fear not, yes.
And if you want to take vaccine, take painkillers before you go.
Yes, first.
After you take it, and before you sleep, and when you wake up in the morning, or you be like me. I couldn't move my arm.
Yeah.
Or you'll be like me, seamless, without fault. God's favorite. Hashtag.
Or you're buying glasses and be like, I'm come off it.
No, that was a low blow.
Or you'll be like me.
And you say, I'll
and
see
take the day off from office.
Hey! Enjoyed today's barbecue. For your questions, send a DM on Instagram or Twitter at Dubams, at DUBAMS. See you next time. Bye now.